This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial on in toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
So you can bring up anything that's on your mind. I know, Mark, you wanted to talk about a print shop and some controversy over gay pride T-shirts. We can do that coming up here in moments, but we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts first. Ralph is on the line. Hello. Are you talking to somebody there, Ralph?
Yeah. Yes, what I was trying to say is Melanie is always keeping it real. This is not Rachel Dolezal. You know, thank you for being...
You say Melanie's keeping it real?
Yeah, for me, just for me and you, Melanie. Let's talk about the double standard, guys, okay? In black
which
and white.
Which double standard?
Which double standard? There's plenty.
Well, this thing going on right now with Trump, okay?
What's going on with Trump right now?
Seen.
Hold on. Hey, do me a favor and back off your phone. You're shouting and it's hard to, it's distorting, so it's a little hard to understand you.
Okay.
This is why we need to get you on Skype, but you just won't do it. Anyway, what's going on with Trump? What's the latest controversy?
Well, you know, have the Russian foreign minister, Russian ambassador, who he met in the White House, handed this is the bogus claim that the big news, big media is saying, you know.
Okay, what happened with a Russian minister in the White House? I missed that part.
The Russian foreign minister and the Russian ambassador this last week sometime met with President Trump in the White House.
They met with Trump. Okay. And what's fake news about that?
This whole idea that some intelligence, report was handed over to the Russian foreign minister Lavrov and the Russian ambassador to this country. I mean, there is no basis for that because there were other people besides Trump in the Oval Office at the time that happened, and they dispelled that whole claim. Okay?
I would be really surprised if Trump had access to anything like that at this point.
Well, you know, it would not surprise me. I mean, he is the president of this country, so they should allow him to have access to this kind of material at this point.
Why wouldn't he have access to it, Melanie?
I mean, for something that's like an actual secret, I mean, I'm sure he has information. Yeah. He probably knows more than me.
The president of the United States,
valuable.
You don't think he has clearance to see something that's secret?
No. You know,
of course he does.
Not the classification secret, but something that people actually don't know. There's plenty of things that are classified.
Right.
As
far as the don't know goes, this is, you know, what this Russian thing sounds to me is Democrat for Benghazi. At some point or another, the government will do its investigation. It will decide who's at fault for what. The heads will roll or they won't roll. And, the callers to talk shows that want to talk about it are bloviating, honestly. We don't know. There's no way for us to know if Trump worked with or some of his people and his staff worked with some Russians to throw the election. Well, you know, okay.
How is that different than any other election is kind of my thing. Like, right. I'm not sure why this is more bad than anything else if it were true.
Right. I mean, if the Swiss decided to, donate to some super PAC, this is not legal advice, but I think that there are ways for them to influence an election, you know, with dollars and cents. Does it really make a difference if it was Russian hackers that revealed the truth of Hillary Clinton's emails or if it was some other group of hackers? I don't know and I don't care. The fact is the lady clearly attempted to throw the DNC's support behind herself and, stop whoever would be on the other side.
And she was willing to do anything to do that.
Right. And the fact is in my opinion, I shouldn't say the fact is, in my opinion, if Bernie Sanders would have gotten the nomination, then you probably would have had President Sanders, because Trump won by, you know, a hair's breadth. And a lot of people didn't vote for Trump. They voted against Clinton. Clinton was the crappiest candidate possible, as was Trump. And if it would have been, I don't know, a run between Cruz and Sanders, I think it would have been a far more interesting race. But instead, we got the worst choices from both. And this is why democracy stinks.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. All right, let's change gears, Mark. You've had this story for a couple days about a print shop owner who has been, I guess, told by, was it a court, that he didn't have to make gay pride shirts?
Yes, and I would like to make the point to anybody who feels like they call in and they don't get enough time on Free Talk Live that I have been waiting for days to get my story on. Like,
yeah,
days,
that's a good point.
And
that's a good
days
point.
To get my story on. Because we go to the calls here on Free Talk Live, even if it's somebody calling in about, you know, some nonsense about Russian embassies and, you know, whatever. We're going to go to that call. And the host, who has been waiting to bring the story, is going to wait.
Yep, that's true.
Frankfort, Kentucky, as reported by the Associated Press, a divided Kentucky appeals court panel ruled Friday that a Lexington business did not discriminate against an organization by refusing to print T-shirts for a gay rights festival.
Well, wait, how is that discriminating?
No, that works. The cake thing, because the cake, in the view of the government, although if it's a wedding cake, I kind of disagree with this, although I'm not a big fan of, you know, Southern racist, gay-hating people, but in the opinion of the government, a cake does not make a statement. So you're selling a product that you sell already, and you're refusing to sell it to a specific demographic. With the shirts literally make a statement. So you're refusing to make a specific statement. They cannot force you to make a statement.
Oh, that's interesting. And that's you saying that without having read the opinion, right? That's like a pretty good prediction.
I don't know what the court said, but that's the law.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting prediction. But it's still discrimination.
It's a split decision Counselor Johnson.
Well, but the law is always opinion backed by
God. In the appellate court, not at the Supreme level.
Okay, let's hear more about this.
So you were asking, why is that not discrimination? It's discrimination,
discrimination.
In a legal sense.
Yeah, you're discriminating by saying, I'm not going to do that.
It is discrimination in the definition of the word.
Yeah, but not legally.
Where, like, one has discriminating tastes, you know, that kind of definition of the word. Mm-hmm. Whereas the court has a specific legal definition of what discrimination means, and it did not fit that definition. This is one of those areas where, you know, the real world definition of a word is different
from the legal land.
The legal land.
So what you're saying is, Melanie, if the gay pride people had come into the print shop and said, we want a bunch of blue shirts,
then they would have to sell it.
Then they would have to sell it to them. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Chief Judge Joy Kramer wrote in her opinion that the city's ordinance prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation does not prohibit the owners of Hands-On Originals from engaging in viewpoint or message censorship. Kramer said the business objected to the message of a gay pride, not anyone's sexual orientation. Thus, although the menu of services HOO provides, that's the Hands-On whatever, provides to the public is accordingly limited, the censors certain points certain points of view, it is the same limited menu offered to every customer and not therefore prohibited by the fairness ordinance. So there you go.
So basically, straight people can't buy gay pride shirts either, therefore legally it's not discrimination. This doesn't make a ton of sense. It makes a little bit more sense if you worship free speech in the First Amendment or the Constitution in general, I guess. And why people don't just go to, I mean, I guess it depends on where you are.
Because they want to shove a ball gag in somebody's mouth. That's what it's about.
What?
Yes. That's what these hands-on people, they don't want to make your gay pride shirt. And that's their business.
Yeah.
They're allowed to do that if they want.
But
these people
want to,
they want to force them not to be able to have an opinion. No opinion for you. Right? That's what it comes down to. You will get the opinion we give to you.
And you will take my money.
I mean, would if the roles were reversed?
Go to a gay print shop and
Get
what you want.
If there were a gay print shop and a bunch of neo-Nazis came
in. If there was a gay print shop?
I don't know. Not every town necessarily has a gay print shop.
Every town has the internet!
Yeah, I understand that. But my point was going to be that if there were a gay print shop and a bunch of neo-Nazis came in and wanted to have some sort of neo-Nazi fest shirt printed, they should be able to say no to that.
Agree.
You know, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. And you may dial in toll-free. toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Really excited to announce this new advertiser here on Free Talk Live, Dash. We've talked about Dash before on the show when we were at some of the Bitcoin conferences. I know we've interviewed the founder of Dash, Evan Duffield.
We started talking about Dash when it was worth like $42 a coin. It's now
we've started talking about Dash far beyond that.
We did the interview at Anacapulco. It was at $42.
I remember we had Evan on the show long prior to that from one of the other Bitcoin conferences. I don't remember which Bitcoin conference it was.
Yeah, I guess we did.
We've talked about Dash in the past, probably when it was like, I don't know, 3 cents a piece or something like that. And, you know, back then, you know, my viewpoint was, oh, another altcoin.
Yeah.
Okay. There's hundreds of
those.
That's
where I was, too. Yeah. You know, what I had to see was for an altcoin to claw its way out of the mud, pass up the other coins out there and that sort of thing for me to get more excited about it. I also needed sort of a reason. And
right. We've never been, the best investors as far as cryptocurrency is concerned.
I wouldn't claim to know.
We got dragged into Bitcoin, thanks to Roger Ver, and we saw Dash kind of taking off, and what made Dash special was the fact that they were wise enough to program in this marketing budget into Dash.
Yeah, it's a bit more than a marketing budget. It's basically a Dash. It's not just marketing. Anything it can be used for programming and a variety of other things. Marketing's built in.
It's sort of like the AMP program for Dash almost, because they are promoting Dash, not just marketing it, but also promoting it within, like, trying to hire programmers to implement it within point of sale systems and things like that. So to try to spend money that is being generated by the Dash cryptocurrency system on the Dash system and to improve it. So that to me was like the really smart thing that Dash has done.
It's going to give it head and shoulders in many ways above, the other currencies out there, because the other currencies can't advertise. Somebody can advertise
Their users would have to market that, just in the same way that Roger Ver has put a lot of his Bitcoin behind promoting Bitcoin.
Yes.
In the same way that I do that here in Keene, where I take the money from the Bitcoin vending machine and use that to buy ads promoting Bitcoin locally. But it's getting so hard to promote Bitcoin because Bitcoin's it's hurting. Like, it's kind of broken. The fees are terrible with Bitcoin. And I just sent some Dash here tonight from my Jax wallet to the Dash Core wallet on the studio computer just as a test, and very fast in comparison to Bitcoin. The fee was like nothing in comparison to Bitcoin, and I was sending only about 9 cents worth of Dash, and the fee was a fraction of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a thousandth of that. So the fees are really great, just like Bitcoin used to be, and it's faster as far as confirmations are concerned. In fact, there's even an instant send option with Dash.
And there's built-in mixing, so it has a privacy aspect. I wouldn't claim that any currency...
Now, that's an option, right? You have to opt into that with your transaction with Dash.
You do, but it's sort of built in, and it's much more likely that you're dealing with a lot more.
It's built in as an option.
Yes,
you can use the private send as an option,
and
but it's not
the mixing.
It's not in every transaction.
Right, the private send is not in every transaction. Right. Okay. The mixing is not in every transaction.
Right. So, but learn more about it over at dash.org. It's digital cash, which is what Bitcoin was supposed to be and is failing miserably at. Now, I think we all hope that Bitcoin can pull out of this, but the market needs to come up with something else, and it seems like Dash is that option. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. The transactions are fast, and Dash is decentralized. It's also run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and making governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. You can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. And there's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why.
Yeah, you can get involved in the Dash community. All you have to do is go to Dash.org and get started. There's all kinds of ways for people with all kinds of talents to get involved. And it certainly has paid off for the people involved up to this point. And with their
good for them for having the vision right. where we normally
With their
don't.
New tech evolution that's coming out, I expect it to pay off quite well this year.
Yeah, I want to learn more about that over time here. Yeah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Mark, you were telling us about this print shop. There were some gay pride advocates who came in. They wanted T-shirts made.
Yeah.
They were told, nope, we're not going to do that. They brought them to court, and now an appeals court has said, yep, they're free to say no to this. The print shop is free to say no to this. And, Melanie, you explained that it's because it is a viewpoint that the
government is not going to force the print shop to make a statement, which is...
That would be forced speech
right.
in that case. Even though they'd be paid to do it, but yeah.
Right. Well, I think that's a great example. When it comes to the wedding cake, a cake maker makes wedding cakes. When it comes to the print shop, a print shop sells T-shirts, so the Gay Pride Festival could come in and order a bunch of blue T-shirts. There's nothing the print shop could do about that. They couldn't say, we're not going to sell you blue T-shirts because you're a Gay Pride Festival. They can, however, refuse to write, we're here and we're queer, right, on the front of it. That's what they can refuse to do.
And I would imagine a cake maker could refuse to draw a phallus on a cake if that's what was, being ordered
right.
as well.
So I would say that if you had to put two men or two women on the top of a cake, that you are in fact being forced to make a some kind of positive statement. Mm-hmm. In other words, but that I'm of the opinion that you should be able to do what you want in your business.
And I agree
that it is a terrible idea to buy a cake from somebody who doesn't want to make one for you. And I don't know why the Gay Pride Festival of Lexington would possibly want to jam business down the throat of this company, this print company
that doesn't want it.
Hands-on Originals, when they obviously aren't big fans.
I mean,
of
essentially, like in this situation, there's, and maybe if you live in a small town, especially in some areas where it's still wrong, but I can see why you would say, well, I have to go to this bakery because there isn't another one for 30 miles. Whereas you're waiting for the T-shirts anyway, you can kind of just go online and buy them from a faceless company who does not care what you
put
on it.
Sure, they don't have anyone in the community who's going to think one way or another, if it's anonymousshirts.com or whatever, they're not going to care about what... Because a lot of it has to do with the social pressures, right? Like, somebody in downtown Keene might not want to do business with Ian Freeman because I'm part of Free Keene, because they would get some negative heat from some of the other
people in town that would want that. Yes.
Right, because
even you, as a well-known figure in a smallish town, it's not an entirely small town, it has a Walmart, but can find places to shop and give money to people who don't hate you.
That's true.
And
that's
maybe true. There are some gay people, in Alabama or something who have a harder time finding that, but I don't think that's necessarily the case with T-shirts.
You said there's more to the story, Mark?
Yeah.
We're going to continue with it here in moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, with your thoughts on discrimination. Now, just because I support someone's right to discriminate doesn't mean that I would discriminate or that I agree with the discrimination.
Yeah, one of the bakery, one of them went out of business who refused to serve the gay
people. Interesting. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves with whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about this situation in a print shop. What was the state? Where was it? That this was happening? Kentucky?
Kentucky.
In Kentucky, that refused to print up some gay pride T-shirts. They went to court over it, which I just think is, I agree, is such the, you know, like the worst thing you can do. Just go take your business somewhere else rather than trying to force something down a business owner's throat that doesn't want to participate. Go take your business to someone who appreciates you. Someone who's going to say thank you. Someone who's going to, you know, be glad that you've come to them and asked you to come back, you know, when you need some more shirts done.
This is why the state is described by libertarians as a cudgel or a weapon, is because that's what the Lexington's Gay and Lesbian Services Organization or whoever it was that put on the Gay Pride Festival in 2012. That's what they were trying to use this as. This is supposition. I don't know for certain. They found the print shop, probably the one that had the little fish out front, and they said, we're going to make these people make our shirts. Make their shirts! Right? And that's how it goes with the wedding cakes and how it goes with this thing and that thing. And that's just, it's just sick. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have your festival. I'm not saying that you're bad for being gay. I'm saying the government's a weapon, and you're attempting to get other people to believe the way that you believe by using the weapon.
It's not okay, and it's going to turn against you at some point, even if you get your way. And in this case, they didn't. But even if you get your way and you force the poor print shop owner to make some undesirable shirt to him, eventually the tides are going to turn, and people are going to start forcing you to do things against your will at your business.
They did. Right, that's what happened to gays in the past, is that they couldn't have their bars and they couldn't do a variety of other things. How did it feel? Well, this is what it's like now. You know, when the pendulum swings, you should try to stop it in the middle. What is fair and what is right and what is just. And it is not fair, right, or just that you go make some Christian print something on a t-shirt they don't want to print. Now, I'm telling you from a show that gets all kinds of complaints from Christians that we don't treat them fairly. Okay, I'm simply believe.
Still?
Yeah, all the whenever I come out and say, you know, I don't believe that dumb book, and I make some point, right? Then you're ruining the liberty movement because you're isolating. Blah blah blah.
Oh wow!
Right, all the time.
You've ruined the movement too, huh?
I ruined the movement on a good and regular basis.
Needs to be ruined. Yeah. Broken.
So, nonetheless, all I'm saying is that everybody should have the right to believe whatever it is that they want, and that they should get feedback from the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And let's go on here. Lexington's Gay and Lesbian Services Organization tried to order the T-shirts for the city's 2012 Gay Pride Festival. An owner of Hands-On Originals, Blaine Admonson, refused, citing his Christian beliefs. Judge Jeff Taylor dissented, saying that he thought the business did discriminate against the organization since its decision was based on sexual orientation and gender identity. The case stems from a ruling by Lexington's Human Rights Commission that found that the business discriminated against the organization. Lexington has a Human Rights Commission. Hands-On Originals appealed to... There's something that Keene, New Hampshire hasn't gone undone yet. Fayetteville Circuit Court.
Don't give them any ideas.
Whatever it is, let's do it.
Let's create our own... before they do it, let's create Keene, New Hampshire's Human Rights Commission.
Oh, you meant that people in Keene haven't done, not that the Keene itself hasn't done. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, if we create the commission, though, once it's created, then the government will want to subsidize it. Yeah, that's because that's how they are. So that would be fun. Nonetheless, the appeals court affirmed that the lower court's decision, that the Hands-On Originals appealed to Fayetteville Circuit Court, which ruled in its favor. The appeals court affirmed the lower court's decision. The board of the Human Rights Commission will decide whether to ask the Kentucky Supreme Court to hear the case after reviewing the opinion. And certainly when cases are decided like this, they may set a precedent in future cases. Hopefully, that's how the English common law works.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that will help here, but we'll have to take a look at this and see how they're going to handle it, says Sexton. Abramson told the newspaper that he would not object to printing shirts for gays or lesbians as long as the message didn't promote homosexuality.
I see.
So he didn't, if a gay or lesbian person comes in.
If a flaming gay guy comes in and says, I want some happy smiley face shirts,
right,
he would have printed them.
He would have printed them. Yeah. Or I like poodles.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That's a marginally gay statement. But nonetheless, he would have printed those for him. But it's the fact that it's a statement about the gay pride festival. So there you go. I don't leave my faith at the door. When I walk into my business, Admonson said, in my case, fortunately, the legal system worked. And, I don't support his position. If I had a T-shirt shop...
I don't even support his position as a Christian. I think that there's plenty of Christians who are welcoming and accepting towards gay people.
Sure.
You know, there are even Christian churches that allow gay people to be ministers.
Well, I mean, that depends largely on where you are.
Sure.
Because people conflate the issues, and there's two issues here. A, should you hate gay people? B, should the government force you to not hate gay people? There's plenty of things that you shouldn't do, that, like almost everything, that the government should not force you to do or not do. And people conflate that all the time, which I think is just called statism, but... Mm.
I was in a leadership, if you can call it a leadership, a service position for my church, my Quaker meeting.
Okay. Aren't you still?
I am no longer the clerk of my meeting.
Okay.
As the clerk, I run the meeting for business. I get to decide who talks when, that sort of thing. And I would have absolutely, positively gone as a matter of fact, I refused, I stood to say that we were not going to join a Friends United meeting, that our meeting is not going to send support to Friends United.
What
meeting,
is that?
That, as opposed to the Friends General Council. Okay, so Friends General Council supports gay marriage. Friends United meeting will not hire gays.
Oh, my.
So
there's some Quakers out there that are anti-gay?
Look, Quakers don't believe everything I believe in.
Yeah.
90% of Quakers are fundamentalists.
I thought most of them were liberals.
That's here. In
really?
New Hampshire, they have a church down the street that's painted, has a bench that's painted as a rainbow. In some other places, different things go on. It's because you're in New Hampshire.
Okay.
It's not because they're Christian.
Okay, so most Quakers in the world are in Africa. I believe it's Uganda, but I'm not 100% sure. The FUM was very good at doing missionary outreach earlier in the 20th century.
Huh.
And so most of them exist there. There are conservative Quakers, liberal Quakers, there's programmed Quakers, and there's unprogrammed. So you can be conservative or liberal and programmed or unprogrammed.
And programmed means there's somebody standing at the front of the room directing the sermon, and then unprogrammed is where usually it's just people sitting quietly until they're moved to speak, right?
My particular meeting is liberal, unprogrammed. Liberal would mean that we believe God reveals him or herself regularly through the light within.
Mm-hmm.
So, they speak through you, and that therefore the speech to other people, i.e. the Bible, is relevant and interesting, but not the end-all, be-all of God's Word. The God's Word comes through your heart, through nature,
sure,
and these sorts of things. So that's what a liberal would necessarily believe. A conservative would believe that the Bible is
the unending word of God, or the unerring word of God.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't speak for the
and then they interpret it to be anti-gay.
And right. And then
when it says to not be gay, I mean it's a pretty anti-gay statement in the
But is
Old
that
Testament
what it says?
Best I can tell, that's what it says.
Yeah.
Now Jesus never says it, but the New Testament says it. I would tell you
some a-hole who wrote the book.
Well,
or one of those books.
I would presume it comes from Paul. I'm not, I haven't had a chance to study this and tell you one way or the other, but I would say that the likelihood that there was a Jew that came from Tarsus that somehow was on the Sanhedrin at the age of 20 is so absolutely ridiculous that is vanishingly close to a lie. But Christians believe that dumb crap to the end of the end of
Someone's
the earth.
Hammering out an email right now.
Saul of Tarsus,
in Christ's name, I hate you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username, it's lrn.fm. And if you want to help us out a little bit and do a little shopping with Free Talk Live, just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon, U.S., U.K., and Canada. You just go on into whichever Amazon's right for you and get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live will benefit because we get a portion of the purchase price when you go through that link. If you don't go through that link, you just go to Amazon.com, then we don't get anything and Amazon keeps it all. So if you want to help us out, this is an easy way to do it. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio here tonight. If you want to comment on the gay t-shirt controversy, you're certainly welcome to do that. But in other legal news, this story I've been sitting on for a little bit, KansasCity.com reporting on a man who has filed an appeal in federal court and had it denied that this convicted heroin dealer, Timothy Anderson, age 40, has said that the prosecution has violated his right of religious freedom. He's argued that federal prosecutors in St. Louis violated his rights because distributing heroin was, quote, an exercise of his sincerely held religious belief, unquote. Anderson's effort to present that argument at his trial was denied by a judge. The jury subsequently convicted Anderson, and he was sentenced to 27 years in federal prison. On Wednesday, the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied his appeal of that conviction, and according to Anderson's argument, he is a student of esoteric and mysticism studies. I'm not sure what that has anything to do with his belief that he should be able to distribute heroin, but I do support his argument here. Now, we'll give you the reason why the court rejected the claim here in a moment, but of course, I think the whole war on drugs should be over and that people should be able to buy and sell whatever chemicals they want to.
And then maybe they'd quit making ridiculous claims. Because there's a lot of people who find this insulting to their religion, and no one would have any incentive whatsoever to claim that this was religious if that wasn't the legal argument you could use to prevent from being caged.
Well, now, it could very well be religious. I wouldn't necessarily put that aside.
Yeah, but I kind of doubt it.
Okay, but you have for a long time, you've had cannabis as a part of recognized religions. Certainly there are some that are, more recognized than others, but cannabis is pretty commonly recognized as, Rastafarian, for instance. That's a religion, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's one example. There's more than that. There's cannabis churches now, actually, out there. And some people absolutely use drugs for kind of spiritual enlightenment. It's not all about, getting effed up. I mean, that's one reason why some people use drugs. But if your reason for using the drug is to go on a spiritual journey, then that's a completely different thing. Like, some of the most religious experiences I've had was when I was on psychedelic drugs. And
which cannabis is not.
Cannabis is a mild psychedelic, actually. If you put it under, you put some good cannabis under a microscope, you'll see that the trichomes on it look like mushrooms.
Okay.
Yep. Interesting.
It's related, but all right.
What's related?
That they look like mushrooms.
Well, they
and you mean they look like the chemicals in mushrooms, not literally they look
no,
like...
No, they look like mushroom caps.
That's what he means.
No, they look like mushroom caps.
Okay, never mind.
I've seen it.
I tried to help that one.
I've seen it.
I know.
I've seen it with my own two eyes through a Radio Shack microscope.
Yeah, that's not how
these things work. No, so. It's not a psychedelic because it looks like a mushroom. There's lots of mushrooms that aren't psychedelics. Are
yes,
you aware
I
of that?
I understand that. Okay. But that doesn't... that doesn't counteract the fact that it is considered a mild psychedelic.
It was just terrible supporting evidence.
Well, I think it's interesting, and it's not, it's not uncommon for
no, okay,
a thing to
I have,
represent.
I have to ask, when you looked at the microscope, was that before or after the mushrooms?
No, I didn't take any mushrooms on that particular instance. But it's not uncommon for things in life and nature to resemble, at microscopic levels, things that they are related to.
It's not uncommon for human brains to look for patterns and recognizable
okay,
shapes
fair enough.
In random shapes.
No doubt about it. But nature, this isn't a random shape. This is nature. This is what, has been created by whatever you believe. But ultimately, the fact that they have that similarity, I think, is striking. It was at least interesting
to me. Right, but I think that's more psychology than anything relevant to the chemical in weed, because, so people see faces and things kind of most commonly because that's what we look for.
Mm-hmm.
We see patterns where there are not. We personify things and make them look, because we're looking for things we recognize, and so we see it a lot of the time, whether it's there or not, that is kind of a slight survival skill that might not be relevant anymore, but that's why it existed in the first place. The fact that they looked like mushrooms to you is really, really irrelevant to the chemical nature of weed.
I understand that it's irrelevant to the chemical nature of what the, THC looks like chemically, but visually,
he likes it.
It looks like mushrooms.
Yeah.
And it's a mild psychedelic. Let me tell you, you can have kind of a trip off of taking cannabis. I've done it. If you take enough of a dose orally of cannabis,
or if you have a high concentration enough, yeah, and it's definitely different at different concentrations, but.
I ate some cannabis infused Rice Krispies once. And I was tripping. I mean, really, I was tripping on these. And I say that as someone who has done actual psychedelics. It was the closest experience I'd ever had on cannabis to a psychedelic experience. And the walls weren't melting or anything like that. It wasn't that kind of a trip. It was just sort of the feeling of tripping. I had that experience from that. So, yes, they are a mild psychedelic. Anyway, back to the story here. He said that he had created a religious nonprofit to provide heroin to the, quote, sick, lost, blind, lame, deaf, and dead members of God's kingdom, unquote, according to the appeals court ruling.
Does he give heroin to dead people?
In rejecting Anderson's claim.
Spiritually dead, Mark.
Maybe he sprinkles it on their corpse or their grave or something.
Yeah, whatever.
Like again, this is esoteric, he says. He's into the esoteric things, which are, you know, things that people don't know anything about, generally. In rejecting Anderson's claim, the appeals court found that the government had not violated the Religious Freedom Act because it had a, quote, compelling interest, unquote, in combating heroin trafficking, and that it had employed the least restrictive means of furthering that interest.
Yeah, that's about how it's going to be. So they've ruled pretty consistently, and this is federal court, and I've said some things to some people that conflicts with what I'm about to say, but I was talking to you about state law. In federal court, or federal law, and if Missouri says no, then the feds aren't going to say yes. If whatever state you might be in says yes, then you're good, kind of. So they've pretty consistently ruled that they have a compelling interest in stopping people from doing drugs. So
screw your religious freedom.
Screw the First Amendment. Isn't going to work in that instance because of this balancing test that they've had for almost 200 years where they have to follow the Constitution if they feel like it, which is...
Yeah, and the balancing test is we do what we want and we use this as the excuse.
Right. So, yeah, drugs, especially if you're a dealer, like it sounds like he was, drugs, just saying that you have religious beliefs, not going to work unless your state is cool with that.
But if he actually did what he said here and created a religious nonprofit, at least he did take those steps to, you know, this isn't an after-the-fact thing, right? Like, this is, he thought about this in advance, and he didn't just cook this up while he was in the prison cell.
Well, and I mean, right? I would also need to know, like, what else was going on in this religion. Because you have things all the way from a religion that predates the states, where this is a part of the totality of what they believe, versus the Sacred Church of Marijuana that had one belief and one belief only, and that was that you should smoke marijuana, and kind of everything in between.
Now,
so where you are in that spectrum kind of, it usually is not going to matter because you're usually just going to be denied anyway, but it matters, especially if you're dealing with state law, but it looks like Missouri said no, and the even if there is a Missouri law that said that he can do this, the feds aren't going to invoke it when he appeals it past the states. Because the feds aren't going to say, Missouri, you interpreted your law wrong. They're not going to do that. So
I got to give him credit. I mean, at least he did what he believed in. I mean, presuming he's being honest here, that he did really have a religious belief in this, and then he followed through with it. Unlike that wussy church from Indiana, remember a few years ago where they had the cannabis church where they made this big to-do about how they were going to smoke cannabis, but then when it finally came down to it, the police were outside, they didn't do anything. They totally backed down. So at least this guy followed through. He's got 27 years in prison.
At least he followed through in dealing heroin. Just because the state's wrong doesn't mean you're a good person.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, over at freetalklive.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.